गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अश्वत सत श्रीमद एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Text Number 19. Tat Aham Mattayoho Madhvya Varunya Srimadandhayoho Tamaha Madam Harishyami Strainayoho अजित आत्मनः तदहं मत्तयोर्माद्व्या वारुण्या श्रीमदान्धयो तमो मदं हरिष्यामि स्त्रैणयोर् अजितात्मनो तदहं मत्तयोर्माद्व्या वारुण्या श्रीमदान्धयो तमो मदं हरिष्यामि स्त्रैणयोर् अजितात्मनो तदहं मत्तयोर्माद्व्या वारुण्या श्रीमदान्धयो तमो मदं हरिष्यामि स्त्रैणयोर् अजितात्मनो मातजीस तत् देयरफॉर अहम् आई मत्तयोः of these two drunken persons, Madhvya, by drinking liquor, Varunya, named Varuni, Srimadandhayoho, who are blinded by celestial opulence, Tamahamadam, this false prestige, due to the mode of ignorance, Harishyami, I shall take away. Strainayoho, because they have become so attached to women. Ajita Atmanoho, being unable to control their senses. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, since these two persons, drunk with the liquor named Varuni or Madhvi, and unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the pride of celestial opulence and have become attached to women, I shall relieve them of their false prestige. Purport. When a sadhu chastises or punishes someone, he does not do so for revenge. Maharaj Parikshit had inquired why Narad Muni was subject to such a spirit of revenge. But this was not tamaha, for Narada Muni, in full knowledge of what was for the good of the two brothers, wisely thought of how to cure them. Vaishnavas are good physicians. They know how to protect a person from material disease. Thus, they are never in tamogun. So, sagunan samatityayatan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Vaishnavas are always situated on the transcendental platform, the Brahman platform. They cannot be subject to mistakes or the influence of the modes of material nature. Whatever they do, after full consideration is meant just to lead everyone back home, back to Godhead.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yam Pravrajantam Anpeti Apiti Krityam Dvaipayana Virahakatara Ajuhava Putreti Tanmayatataravo Abhinedus Tam Yam Sarvabhuta Hrdayam Munimanatosmi.
So this is a very amazing pastime. How Narada Muni, he wanted to punish two personalities who are drunk, who are intoxicated, right? So, like last time also I mentioned in Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, it is mentioned that Prashchitani Chirnani Narayana Paran Mukham Na Nishpunanti Rajendra Sura Kumbham Ivapaga. So, Sukadeva Goswami says that this habit of drinking alcohol is so bad that he says that those who do prayaschitta without doing bhakti, such people, Narayana Paran Mukham, prayaschitta, you know, Nanishpananti Rajendra. So such people, they do not get purified, just like a bottle that has contained liquor cannot be purified even after washing the bottle with all the Sahasratirtha gel, with all the purified waters, Ganga, Yamuna, even if you wash the bottle with all the purified waters. So, we see so many anarthas happening in the society nowadays. They do this because of this alcoholism, you know. So, previously, many people, even born in Brahmin families and all, if they want to drink alcohol or something, they would hide themselves very secretly, they go and drink alcohol. Now the condition is that if somebody doesn't drink alcohol, they say your life is wasted. You know, small children. And previously, women, they would never drink, right? So now, you know, it has become a common thing among young girls, especially in the cities. Because I'm from Vishakhapatnam. It's a middle level city, so I never knew that women would drink, because I never myself drank any time in my life. So I never went. So first time in 1988, when I was working in Mumbai, first time on December 31st, a friend of mine took me to a party, and the girls are drinking. Then I had a, you know, culture shock. I said, "Are girls also, they drink?" And then one guy, he drank so much that he cut his hand, and with that hand he wrote a love letter. You know. So like that. Like I mentioned last time that if you, like Bhishma Dev noted down many sinful activities and then prayaschitta. Sinful activities and prayaschitta. How to get rid of, you know, how to do atonement. But for these two activities, Guru Talpa Gamanam means having illicit relations with a wife of a worshipable person, guru or brahmana, king, or at home worshipable woman, like that. and madhyapanam, alcohol, drinking alcohol. He says it is very, very difficult to get atonement for these two activities. Even after performing very severe type of atonement also, still there will be some punishment for these two activities. Then only he will be purified. So, like Prabhupada, in 11th canto Bhagavatam, Prabhupada always used to quote this, Amisha Madhyaseva Nityasta Jantu. Bhishmadev says, these three bad habits, very, very difficult to get out. One is Amisha, eating meat. And then Madhyapanam, drinking alcohol. And sex life. Prabhupada says, a man is naturally attracted to do the, these three things. Then Bhishmadev says, one who becomes attached to eating meat, for him, it is very, very difficult to give it up. Very difficult to give it up. Like, I had this experience to preaching to some Shetty families. And it is a natural, they think that it is a natural birthright to eat meat. And then they do for this, Shraddha ceremonies and all. They offer meat and all. So, like there was a big fight. Some Shettis, their devotees. And then their father died. And then some of the brothers, they were fighting. No, father liked meat, so we should offer. And these bhaktas are fighting. No, we cannot offer. So, very difficult. So, to convince some of these people, these Bengalis, they are so attached to eating fish. So, they think that Brahmanas also, they can eat fish. Jalapushpa, they say. Right? Huh? Jalirpushpa. Very difficult. So, once you are... So, that is why and then, of course, sex life. It goes without saying, like that. So, Bhishmadev says Dharmaraj asked, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, what is the greatest austere activity? Then Bhishmadev replied, giving up eating meat. Not sitting in the middle of the fire and doing tapasya and all that. He says, giving up eating meat. So, Lord Shiva says in Umapati Samhita, in Mahabharata only, said, one who gives up eating meat, he will be born beautiful in the next life. Right? So if somebody, if you see very handsome and, guy or a beautiful girl, that means in the last life, they were addicted to eating meat, but they have given up eating meat. Right? If at all, we take birth, we all will be born very beautiful, Right? So, like that. So, it is very difficult. So, sometimes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, some of these bad habits, so difficult to give up. So, to give up one bad habit, it will take 7 lifetimes. Somebody is addicted to illicit sex. So, Prabhupada also said that. Don't think that just because you are speaking that yan maidunadi graham graham is sukame tuchyam, that maitun sukha is very tuchya sukha. So kandugyanena karayor iva dukkha dukkam, it gives so much distress. Trupayanti neha krupana bahudukkha bajam. One who is addicted to sex life, they have to suffer so bahudukkha bajam. Kandutivan marsijam vishaheta dhira. So one who is intelligent, he will not indulge in this sense enjoyment. So Prabhupada said, don't think that they will give it up. Just because you are speaking, you will give it up. Kandutivan manasja vishaheta dhira. So Prabhupada said, it will take from the day that we have decided that this is sex life is tuchya sukha, and I want to give it up. From that day, Prabhupada said it will take 7 lifetimes to give it up. Then somebody asked Prabhupada, who is a, how to recognize a Vaishnava? How do you know that I have become Vaishnava? Prabhupada said, when you think of sex life, you spit at that thought. Then that day you are a Vaishnava. Otherwise we are Vaishnava Praya. Means we are trying to become Vaishnava. Like that. So these guys, they are addicted to both. You know, drinking alcohol, we don't know whether they are eating meat. I don't think. They're addicted to drinking alcohol, and they are addicted to enjoying with beautiful women in the shore, like that. So Narada Muni, and then why? Because Srimadandayo, pride. So why are they doing all these things? They are because afflicted with pride. Previously I mentioned this in my class. During lockdown time, so you must not have heard. So, Sri Madhvacharya in 11th Canto Bhagavatam, he elaborately enumerates that when a person of a demoniac mentality identifies himself with the body, you know this? When we identify ourselves with the body, we suffer from intense sex desire. Right, intense sex desire, then always running after women, always thinking about women, and then they experience great misery, because it is not so easy, you know, to get a woman like that for any time, you know, like that. So when a demoniac person identifies himself with prana, life, air, prana, he suffers from intense hunger. All the time. You know, glutton, you know. All the time. So, he will be eating, you know, elaborate lunch. Then he will be washing his hands. Ajay, sunti ho? Naasta ke liye kya bana rahe? Arre, pehle ki khana hajam karo. Naasta ke baare mein sochenge. Like that, you know. So, that is why you see, you know, like in America, you see, you know, there is one airlines recently I traveled. Spirit Airlines or something? Spice, huh? No, in America. So they have very small aeroplanes and then a very small bathroom. And then one very fat fellow, he was unable to enter. You know? Suppose you're going in the bus, you know, you're reserved, and then you have a seat. And then you just pray that one fat black lady won't sit beside you. Because she will occupy your place also. 200 kilos. You know? 200 kilos. Like that. So, such people, we don't see in India such fat people. You know, luckily. Subah utte, you know, chips kao, thumbs up piyo. Chips kao, thumbs up piyo. Pizza kao, luckily I don't like this, you know, cheesecake. Oh, otherwise, one day in New Vrindavan, what is the special? And then there is some seminar was going on. They said, cheesecake. Are itna toot pada hai. Cheesecake. Beef kaka ke itna mote ho jate hai. Oh my god. So they are actually identifying themselves with the prana. When somebody identifies himself with the mind, he suffers from panic, fear and hankering. Panic, fear and hankering. So which ends in great disappointment. So when he identifies himself with the intelligence, he suffers from profound existential bitterness. You meet such people? Prabhupada told Gaurasundar Prabhu, he suffers from too much intelligence. You know, these intellectual people, they are always unhappy, dissatisfied. Because when they compare themselves with others, they think, I am too intelligent. And you know, you are speaking nonsense. You know, they'll say. Right? You are speaking nonsense. And then if you say any argument, they will just defeat your argument. Just like, you know, karela is bitter or neem ke ped ke upar chad gaya. Always bitter, like that. And then when somebody identifies with the false ego, you know, he feels inferiority complex. Right? You know, some people are eternally pessimistic people. Anything good happens also, mar gaya. No, first thing they will say, you know, mar gaya, you know, aaj mar gaya, right? Like that. Then when somebody identifies himself with the consciousness, right? When somebody identifies himself with the consciousness, he suffers from this process, memories of the past. Right? Memories of the past. Right? We should try to forget our past. Learn the lesson from our past mistakes and forget. Otherwise, it's very difficult. And enjoy the present. And stop worrying about the future. Then, now the clinching point. When somebody has pride, he will suffer from all these things. What are they? Number one, body. What is the suffering? Intense sex desire. Number two, prana. Intense hunger. Number three, mind. Fear, panic and hankering. And number four, intelligence. Profound existential bitterness. Number five, Ego. He suffers from inferiority complex. I am very low. Then somebody suffers, identifies himself with the consciousness. Not past memories. Haunted by past memories. When somebody is having pride. Oh, just imagine. That is why Narada Muni wanted to dismantle the pride of these two brothers. They are very lucky. Last time, our Hemgiri Prabhu, he explained very nicely the different people afflicted with the pride and what are the consequences and all that. So this pride, Krishna will never tolerate the pride of his devotee. Right? All of you know the story of Narada Muni. He is going around and saying, I have conquered sex desire, I have conquered lust, like that. And then he went to Lord Shiva, said, see Lord, you know, you yourself are conquered by lust, you know, that is why you ran after Mohini Murti, and then you could not tolerate, that's why you burned the Cupid into fire, ashes. So, I conquered lust. Lord Shiva, okay, acha. Then Lord Shiva smiled and said, okay, mere samne bole ho, Narayan ke samne mat bolna. You know, Narayan ke samne mat bolna. Then, but he didn't listen. Then he went to Narayana. He said, see, I conquered lust. Acha. Then later on he went to king, and then the king had a very beautiful daughter, and then he wanted to arrange a swayamvar and then var, like that. So when Narada Muni saw that girl, he became so attracted, he wanted to marry. Then he went to Narayana, then he said, I am not so attractive and all, you look very beautiful, I also want the form of a Hari. Hari, oh Hari, give me your form. So Hari has two meanings. One is Lord Hari and another is a monkey. So everybody was watching, and then so Narada Muni came very nice, wearing nice garland and all. But he remembered Narayana, then he assumed the form of a Hari. Then everybody was laughing. Then he said, what happened, Then that girl came, she rejected everybody. Then Narayana came, then she garlanded Narayana. She garlanded Narayana. And then Narada Muni was very shocked.
They said, why you refused me like that? Then go and look, you know. I know, you know, sometimes, you know, in the films and all, some guys, you know, they run after the girl. And once, you know, one guy was telling my friend, he was running after a girl. And so much, you know, he was bothering her. Then finally she said, okay, meet me at the railway station. I said, why? Then he said, went and met her. Then she gave the aina to him. She gave a mirror to him and she left. So he was wondering why, you know, she called me and then she gave me aina. Then I told him. You know, look at yourself in the mirror, she was telling. Itna kala tumko kaun, you know, like that. So, it is, she said, go and look at yourself in the aina. When she went, you know, all cold, monkey swarup, you know, monkey swarup. So, then he became very angry, said, aisa, aisa. You did like that? Then Narayana smiled and said, you only said no, Hari ka roop chahiye. So Hari, then he cursed. You thwarted my attempt to marry. So you know, when you go as avatar of, you know, you will be separated from your wife. Then Hari only will combine you, unite you. That is Ramchandra's, Sitaji's pastime, and then Hanuman. It's pastime. So one shouldn't be, one should never be proud. Not only that, the gopis of Vrindavan, you know, it's very Krishna sometimes, you know, he bluffs people, you know. Right? Once the gopi, he played flute. And then he was speaking karma yoga. You know, husband ko seva karo, ye wo, you should not come in the night, middle of the night, you know, you should not be unchaste, this and that. So the gopis were shocked, you know. So later on, they chastised Krishna. Why are you preaching, you know, karma yoga to us? You know, we are attracted to you. Why are you preaching, you know, karma yoga to us? Later on, when Uddhava went, he sent a Jnana Yoga. You know, always meditate upon me, I am spread all over the... You know, after reading this, I am always confused. I was always confused. Said, why Krishna is teaching Jnana Yoga? So one Mayavadi friend, he was arguing with me, saying that, see, gopis, they have achieved, they after doing rasa dance with them, you know, after that, they were taught Jnana Yoga. So Jnana Yoga is superior to Bhakti Yoga. Like that, he was, many Mayavadis, they argue based on this pastime. You know this? You encountered it? I didn't have any answer. I was always, whenever I would read this chapter, why Krishna is teaching, you know? It's a headache, you know, I can't answer like that. What must be the answer? So later on in Jagannath, when the gopis, they met Krishna in Kurukshetra, they chastised him. Said, why are you teaching us, you know, Jnana Yoga? Like that. So there is a big, big secret. You know, I found out. Krishna purposefully teached Karma Yoga during that time. And then purposefully sent a Jnana Yoga message. I wanted to show everybody that how you defeated Karma Yoga and then remained fixed in Bhakti Yoga. So even after teaching Jnana Yoga, how you remained in highest form of Bhakti Yoga. So you defeated both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. The highest, the devotees of my life, in this world, they defeated Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga and fixed. So I wanted to show this. Right? I wanted to show this. Nande Vande Nandavraja Srinam. You know? Padarenum Abhikshanashaha. Yesham Harikatod Gitam. Punati Bhuvanatrayam. This is a beautiful verse from 10th Canto Bhagavatam. Uddhavji says this. That I am offering obeisances to the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis of Vrindavan. When they chant the Harikatha, you know, loudly, Harikatha Udgitam, Udgitam. Right? We should always chant loudly, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram. We should chant loudly Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Udgitam. Narada Muni, the greatest authority of on Bhakti Yoga, he concludes Narada Bhakti Sutra with this, that you know, one should do Sankirtan. Sankirtan is the highest form of devotional service. Right? So that is why whenever the kirtan is going on, we should raise our hands, clap our hands, and then we should jump high in the sky and dance in the kirtan. Why? Right? So what is the meaning of raising our hands? When somebody says, hands up, you know, they show pistol and say hands up, you know, we say hands up. That means surrender. Right? Prabhupada, it is said, when in the kirtan, when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and clap, while clapping Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, we chant, all the birds of sinful reactions from our body, they fly away. Right? So why should we jump loudly, high in the sky? Because Krishna, you are known as Patita Pavan, but you are only delivering all, you know, high class people. What is the use? If you really want to, you know, have this title, Patit Pavan, you know, I am the most Patit. I am the most fallen. So please recognize me. Please recognize me. Right? So we should always, that's why I am always say that, you know, when the kirtan is going on, don't run away from the kirtan. Guru Puja, after, you know, chant loudly, you know. Your messages, all useless messages, right? 99% WhatsApp messages are useless. If you are in 4-5 groups, same message comes, you know. Who is a straightforward person, you know? Who is a straightforward person? Straightforward person means when you receive WhatsApp message, you forward it straightly without reading it. That is, you know, you are a straightforward person. You know, fed up over here, right? So, during Corona, go Corona, you know, everybody, you know, flooding the messages, the group. I said, if next time when anybody sends any Corona message, I will remove them from my group. Then 2-3 people we removed, you know. they can't stop the itching, you know. Like that. So all the messages will wait. Your surfing will wait. You don't run away. You know, Harikatot Gitam. Chant and dance. You know, Punati Bhunatrayam. So we can actually purify all the three worlds. Right? So it is... So the gopis, they were actually somehow they convinced Krishna, and then Krishna started dancing. Then each gopi was thinking Krishna was dancing only with me, and they all felt that I am the, every gopi was thinking, I am the most fortunate woman in the world. Krishna is touching me with his arms and embracing me and dancing with me. I am the most fortunate woman in the world. And every gopi was thinking like that. Then Krishna observed. Right? So there is a secret. You know, the gopis, they became proud. That is why Krishna left the rasa dance. Bhakti, somebody asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is a devotee of Srimati Radharani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they are pure, Radharani is devotees. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that if there is a transcendental fight between Radha and Krishna, we will support Radharani. You know? So one devotee asked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, why is it that Radharani became proud that Krishna had left her? Then Bhaktisiddhanta became so angry, said, you have no right to ask this question. How dare you ask this question? Like that, you know. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, because it is said that in Gandharvika Giridhari temple in Sri Chaitanya Math, every day sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta would go inside the altar, lock it, and consult with Srimati Radharani how to run this movement. Like that, you know. Daitaya, you know, what is it? Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojwala Primartha Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida. What is that? Daitaya. So anyway, so that was so he is favorite Shivarshavani Devi Daitaya. So he is pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. So here is the secret here. So Srimati Radharani did not become proud. You know, here it is said, Tasham Tat Saubhagamadam. Tat Saubhagamadam. Saubhagamadam means they became proud of their good fortune. Saubhagamadam. Right? Vikshamanam cha Keshava. Means Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says that the gopis, they became proud of their good fortune, and Srimati Radharani showed mana that why are you dancing with all the gopis, why are you me equaling me with other gopis, why are you not giving special attention to me, right? So prashamaya prasadaya tatravai antardiyata. That is why, in order to purify them, Krishna left. So why Srimati Radharani showed mana? So Shrita Swami explains that all these many of the gopis, some are Nitya Siddha gopis, they are okay, Lalitaji and all. Some are Sadhana Siddha gopis. Some are Munichari gopis. Then some are Shrutichari gopis, personified Vedas, they became gopis. And some are, in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita it is mentioned, all the Sitas, Bangar Sita means golden Sitas, all the golden Sitas, they were actually, for almost 10,000 years they would sit beside Ramchandra, and they take part in Havan, because Sitaji disappears, like that. So they were collected, in Ayodhya. So many, golden Sitas, Vigrahas. So all of them one day told Ramchandra, "Arey, I'm aise idle baithe hai. We also want to take part." Then he said, "Okay, in my next incarnation, when I come as Krishna, so you all become gopis." So all those golden Sitas also, they became gopis. So, like many times I mentioned that for Bhakti Yoga, we need three as. Anybody remembers? You remember? Three as. A. Means A. Three A's we need. Bolo? Kidhar hai Govind Kumar? Three as. Bolo? Aap kitne bar suna hai mere lecture? Kala Charan. Kalcharan. I'm always confused. Triyas. Ananya Bhakti, Anusmriti, Avyabhicharini Bhakti. Ananya Bhakti, Anusmriti, Avyabhicharini. What is Anusmriti? Constantly remembering every fraction of a second. So, Srimati Radharani showed mana, all the other gopis, Saubhagya Madha. So, Srimati Radharani showed to all the other gopis how to cry for Krishna. How to cry for Krishna. That is why, in order to train the gopis, other gopis who are Munichari gopis and Sadhana Siddha gopis and all. So Srimati Radharani also. So this is a secret. So even no devotee, we should never think I am the most fortunate person. So this is, others are useless. I got the mercy. If somebody thinks like that, Krishna will show he will crush our pride like that. So it is mentioned that so just imagine Narada Muni, if they had not met Narada Muni, they would have been punished very severely by making them trees and without any smriti, purujanma smriti. Right? So Narada Muni, he showed such great mercy that he told them, go and become trees with memorial, with remembrance, with consciousness. You know, trees consciousness is the lowest, right? Right? So, with consciousness, so they were in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, seeing all the wonderful pastimes. So imagine the mercy of, how is it possible that Nalakuvera and Manigriva, got such an exalted birth? They were not practicing any Krishna consciousness. How did they get such a birth? अरे निकालो कोविड ने सबको मंकी बना दिया राइट सब लोग मंकी जैसा हाँ In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is mentioned, Ati Bhagyena. What? Ati Bhagyena. So, what is that Ati Bhagyena? So, Vishnu Chakravarti explains that because of the impressions of the association of the devotees in the past. Right? So, Narada Muni is dealing with all these naked people and all. Right? All these naked people. So bad, Right? Prabhupada also had this experience. In San Francisco, Morningstar Ranch. So once Loy Gottlieb, some guy. He was running a nudist camp. They think that very near to the nature. So now, nowadays, previously all the women are fully clothed and all that. Asurya Pasha, they say Draupadi is known as Asurya Pasha. Means even sun god also cannot see her. Pandavas, they were protecting her like that. So that is why all the village, all the people, they were lamenting. Are they did not allow even the sun to see Draupadi. She was so beautiful. But how, all these common people were seeing Draupadi while she was walking on the road with, free hair. Asurya Pasha. Like that. So, that was our culture, our tradition. Prabhupada writes in First Canto Bhagavatam that not only Muslim women, that parda system. Even Indian also, there is parda system was there. And so they are, they would put a parda and they'd speak. All that stuff is there. Nobody... like that. So they are saying that we are becoming advanced in civilization and taking away the clothes. what are they advancing? They say when they protest, why are you show wearing revealing clothes? They say you are regressive. You have a regressive mentality. Patriarchy mentality. All that they say. We want to show our bodies. Why you want to show your bodies? To everybody? People just get agitated. So there in America they had this nudist camps and all that. So nudist, so that low Gottlieb, he was having 100 people. So he invited Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, okay, I'll go. Can you imagine? Sannyasi. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, even if Mataji comes and offers obeisances, he would run away. You know, these Swaminarayan Swamis, they run away, you know. Women, they cannot come. Right? But Prabhupada said in ISKCON, sometimes, you know, they say, Matajis, they want to come in the front and, you know, take darshan and all. So some devotees, they are protesting. Then Prabhupada said, if you are disturbed by presence of Matajis, go to the forest. You know? Like that. So, Prabhupada went. So, Loi Gottlieb was driving Prabhupada to in the car, 60 kilometers from San Francisco. But then Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, put a seat belt. No, no, don't worry, Krishna will take care. Something like that is. So, he was saying that I read the life story of Ramakrishna and you know, Vivekananda and all that. Right? So, many people, you know, they are very fond of Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. But Srila Prabhupada is the only one who told their real, even you know, our Haigriv Prabhu and Kirtanananda, they stopped coming after coming some time to ISKCON in the beginning. They said, why? Because you are, then Prabhupada called them, why are you, you know, why did you stop coming? They said, you are always criticizing Ramakrishna and Paramahamsa. You know? My sister, you know, once we are having some argument, I told some bad words about Ramakrishna and Vivekananda. Then he said, you are not devotee, you are Kamsa, you know, she was telling me. Then I said, you are Putana. Like that, I used to call my father Hiranyakashipu. He is so much bothered. Yeah, later on, now of course, you know, they become so upset, you know, like that. So, once one district collector from Calcutta, he met Prabhupada in Mayapur. Said, every year, every Sunday I go to Belur Math. You know, that is called Belur Math. Right? Kali, that Ramakrishna Mission there only. Like that. Everybody says, you know, I read Ramakrishna's books and Vivekananda's books, and they praise Vivekananda for that speech that he had given in Chicago, 1863 or something like that. My dear brothers and sisters, because he said my dear brothers and sisters, he became very famous. Like that. So then Prabhupada very sternly told, my disciples, they would not even like to pass urine near that mud. You know? So this guy, he was praising himself that, you know, I've read you know, Sam Krishna, this and that. Prabhupada tapped him and told him that if you when you find the true path, when you find the true path, you know, then all this study of comparative religions and all, you will treat them as, they are simply sense gratification. Then he said, when Sadhguru Maharaj was interviewing, even now I remember that sentence. When you find the true path, all this study of comparative religions and all, they will simply sense gratification. Then Prabhupada went, there is one guy, then he was showing around, there were 100 people who are nude, completely nude, semi-nude, whatever. And then ladies also were there. You can just imagine. Ladies were also there. And then Prabhupada, I think it is Madhudvisha, I think. Some of our very famous devotees, they were from that camp. They were nudists. You know, once Giriraj Maharaj was saying that he was preaching in America, then Darwin's philosophy and all. Then all this. Then he said, you know, Gotra, all of you know Gotra. Archuta Gotra and, you know, Kashyap Gotra, this Gotra, that Gotra we have. So if your ancestors are great sages and all, and doing tapasya and all, what our ancestors are doing? One American student asked. When the Indian sages and all, when they were doing tapasya and writing Vedas and all, You know, he said, your ancestors are jumping from one tree to another tree. You know, Vanara Gotra, they say that we all came from, you know, monkeys, right? We all came from monkeys. Like that. So all monkeys, you know, they were running around naked, you know. Prabhupada, ladies also. And then he met this some tough name, I forgot, Jurassic or something like that. So he came forward and wished Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked, what are you doing? So they were actually living with in friendly with the nature, so they're raising their own farm and all, potatoes and all that, farming. Then he said, I am farming potatoes, I am raising potatoes. Then Prabhupada told, no, I am asking, what are you doing with your life? You know, like that. And then they all chanted and danced. Then Prabhupada understood, means somebody is roaming around naked means very lowest consciousness, no? See, he didn't preach much philosophy. He simply chanted very loudly Hare Krishna, and then everybody started dancing. And then some guys, they were so, they became so, Prabhupada, you know, pure chanting. So when they were, when they heard the pure chanting of Srila Prabhupada, some guys, they are so inspired, they went and clothed themselves. And then one guy, he was so impressed with Prabhupada Kirtan, he came with Prabhupada and became a devotee. Then that Gottlieb said that when Prabhupada was chanting and dancing, he was chanting, he was not looking at our naked bodies, he was looking at our souls. He was not at all disturbed. Can you imagine? You know, there are many devotees who fell down because against the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, they were going to nightclubs and chanting, you know, playing guitar and chanting. Right? Many times, like Rasaraj, we used to tell, we used to go for college preaching, you know, Mitiwai College and all. So you used to tell, don't go to, you know, co-education college. You know, don't preach. Some brahmacharis, they are interested in teaching, to preaching to Matajis very carefully. Then the Rasaraj used to say, in the beginning, you are preaching to them. After some time, they will preach to you. You know, how this saffron is very bad. This color is very bad. White is very good color. Right? Like that. So, half of them, they started chanting, it seems. So, another version of... So, Narad Muni, that's why he is very happy with, pleased with Prabhupada. You know, because Srila Prabhupada, that is why in Conway Hall, when Srila Prabhupada was giving lectures, so after the lecture, he started laughing. Prabhupada started laughing after the lecture is over. Then they asked Prabhupada, why are you laughing? Prabhupada said, I saw Narad Muni wearing pant and shirt and sitting in the class. I was very amused, you know, Narad Muni in the pant and shirt. You know, like that. If you know, like that. So it is very, that is why, you know, so, like Vasudev says that, you know, yeah, demigods and all, they give result to our karmas. But the pure devotees of the Lord, they are completely independent. If they choose to give pure bhakti to somebody, they can easily give. They can easily give. So, we by their mercy, you know, we can actually develop attachment. Right? So, 5 minutes I will tell one very interesting pastime. In Vaikuntha, Lord Narayana, when he was thinking, all these people of Kaliyuga, they are going to become very adharmic, irreligious. What to do with them? Then he called all these ayudas, all these weapons. Shankachakra, Kada, Padma, Garuda, and everybody they called. Said, what to do? Said, they all said, are why are you worried? We'll go and kill all of them and come back. Kill all the demons and come back. So, no, it's not so easy. In Kali Yuga, if you have to kill, then everybody has to be killed. There'll be a bloodbath like that. Said, no, all of you go as devotees and preach Sankirtan. Bhagavad Katha. Then everybody will become like that. So that is why all these Ayudas, Garuda and all, they became all Alvars. 12 Alvars, they are Alvars. So Garuda became this Vishnu Chitta. So when Lord Narayana becomes bored, means they just say, becomes, wants to go out sometimes from Vaikuntha, he comes to two places on earthly planet. One is Tirupati, another is Srivilliputtur. That is near Madurai. How many of you went Srivilliputtur? It's a very beautiful place. Next time you go South India, it is near Madurai. Like that. So he was born to some poor Brahmana families. So since childhood, he was so much absorbed in bhakti. That is why his name was given as Vishnu Chitta. Means he's always conscious of Vishnu. Vishnu Chitta. Like that. So because he didn't learn anything, he didn't go to the school or anything. Then he went to, how to serve, then he had a great desire to serve Lord Vishnu. Then he said, he took a small piece of land, then he started raising tulsi plants. And then every day he would make tulsi garland, offer to Lord Narayana, Vishnu. Srivilliputtur, that Vishnu deity in Srivilliputtur. Like this, he spent all his life. He became 50 years old. So everybody was admonishing that this fellow is always, saying Vishnu, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So what is the, he didn't have a wife, he didn't have children, he didn't have money, nothing he had. Then Lord Narayana thought, arey, mera devotee aisa ho gaya. Right? So meanwhile, one king, the Madurai king, he was going around in disguise. Then one day he was sleeping on a veranda of a house. So there one devotee was sleeping also. So he was chanting and all. Then after that he composed one very beautiful verse. He said that, Varshartha Mastani Prayatena Masan, Nishtartha Daive Divashena Yatena, Nishartha Martham Divashena Yatena, Vartakya Hetor Vayasana Vena, Paratva Hetor Ihajanmanashaha. He composed this verse and chanted loudly. He said, Varshartham Astani Prayatena Masan. People work very hard throughout the year so that they save some food so that they can survive during rainy season. People work very hard whole day so that they can sleep peacefully at night. People work very hard in youth and invest in mutual funds and this and that, pension and all, so that they can live peacefully during old age. Oh Murkha, oh foolish person, work very hard in this life so that in the next life, you worship Krishna, Paratva, so that you can get moksha. So when king heard this, he became very, that one word is enough, sometimes. It awakened his consciousness. Then he said, I am going to renounce and then look for moksha. Look for moksha. Like that. And then he declared that, you tell me whom should I worship so that I can get moksha. So there are so many scholars and all. Kavayo Yatharucham. Everybody was saying you worship Seva, this and that. No. I want a proof. Sorry, what proof? How? He kept one stick and then he hung one bag full of 1 lakh gold coins. Said, whoever proves his process was perfect, then if it is approved by God, and then this packet of gold coins will fall at his feet. So everybody tried, it was not happening. Then Krishna came in the dream of Vishnu Chitta. Said, you go. He said, Lord, my hands became very hard, doing the gardening and all. What will I tell them? You will be insulted. Like that. No. You go. Then he took out his conch and touched his head. Then his entire knowledge was revealed. Then he went. Then he defeated all the pundits, all the scholars. Then he proved that Lord Narayana is the supreme. Then at that time, that bag full of gold coins fell at his feet. Then Madurai Maharaj said, okay, I'm surrendering. Then he said, he kept Vishnu Chitta on the elephant. Then he led a procession. He himself was doing fanning. Fanning him. Like that. And then, seeing his devotee being honored so much, Lord Narayana became so pleased. He sat on the Garuda along with the Lakshmi. He appeared in the streets of Madurai. And everybody was enchanted. And Vishnu Chitta became so enchanted. So when he saw the lotus feet of Narayana, then he became so attracted that, my dear Lord, why did you come? Why did you come? You know, your lotus feet are so soft like lotus petals that for millions and millions of years, for millions and millions of devotees, you need to give shelter of this lotus feet. Why did you come? Because number one, nazar lag jayega. You are so beautiful, you are so soft. And then all these demonic people, atheistic people, they are here. You know, they will harm you. Right? He composed Tiru Pallandu. Any Tamilian is there? No? Pallandu, Pallandu. You know, he was saying, Pallandu, Pallandu. Right? So, Narayana became so attracted by these 12 Pashuram, they are called, Pashurams. Then he said, you are the greatest Alvar. That's why he gave him the name Peri Alvar. Right? In Tamil, Sri Vaishnava culture, they teach 4,000, Naliyar Prabandhas. So, first thing they teach is this. Peri Alvar. Like that. So just why I'm telling this. He said he gave blessings to the Lord Narayana. That Najarna Lage. Like that. You go back. He's saying, go back. Pallandu. They will harm you. Like that. So that is love, attachment. Like that. Anyway. So that gold coins he gave it to Srivilliputtur temple. Kirti, he did not bother. That Vidya, he wrote some pashurams to praising Lord Narayana like that. So Lord Narayana thought, are kya devotee hai? I want to give something to him. He rejected money, he rejected Kirti. Then whatever Vidya, he is using it in my service. Something, no wife, no children, no money. Again go back to Tulsi Garland. Kya kuru? Then what did he think? He thought, I will give myself. Then he looked at Bhudevi. Bhudevi, okay, I understand. So in the same Tulsi Podas, a beautiful girl is born. She is undulled, And then married her to Ranganath. So Ranganath became his son-in-law. Ranganath became his son-in-law. So the pure devotees of the Lord, they come and teach us how to become, attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? So, that is what Srila Prabhupada did to all of us. Right? We are all Nalkuvera Manigrivas only. Jagai, Madais and... Right? So, he gave us this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam every day so that we can hear. Right? So that is why Tadavasye Padambojam Makaranda Liham Satam Yadanyo Asadalapai Ayushoyat this he is saying that the pure devotees of the Lord, they are so attached to the lotus feet of Krishna that they are always drinking Makaranda Liham Satam. Makaranda Liham Satam. They are always drinking, not drinking, licking. Licking the nectar from the lotus feet of Krishna. The other way, Yadanyer Asadalapair. Ayusho Yad Asadvyayaha. So why would anybody do anything else other than drinking the nectar from the lotus feet of Krishna. You know, they don't waste their life time. They don't waste their lives, asadala apayar, by speaking nonsense. So we should always read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and learn the verses, learn the meanings of the purports, and you know, think about them. And then slowly we should become attached to Krishna. So we should thank Prabhupada that he saved us from all this, drinking, smoking and, illicit sex and all. Right? So devotees, they may indulge in illicit sex sometimes, but they will never drink and smoke and, do gambling or eat meat and all that. Right? So that may at least three things Prabhupada permanently saved us. Like that. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the wonderful class. In the beginning, you told very nicely about being affected by body, all those different levels. Very nice, thank you very much. In that, one thing I wanted to ask is, you said about affected by intelligence, so somebody who are very intellectual, then you said they will be always affected with existential, or whenever arguments, whenever something happens, they want to defeat it, isn't it?
These people, they don't, they are always expecting respect. When people don't offer him respect, then they become very, very bitter. Yeah. I am Prabhupada disciple, I am senior devotee, I am this, I am that.
So isn't this this is also can be considered as a discrimination in any way, like, because when you have a very strong discrimination power, you can defeat, or you want to, cut down, every other argument basically.
Yeah.
And want to prove your own argument that how it is very proved.
You just can't, they are very intelligent. You can't defeat them in the argument. They will convince. So that's why Srila Prabhupada said, Gaur Sundar Prabhu, he is suffering from too much intelligence.
Another question I had is, later on you mentioned that how your one Mayavadi friend was there. So, I just wanted to know that finally, how did you, choose to defeat him? Why did, Krishna told Gyan Yoga after Bhakti Yoga?
Because I myself was confused, na? Sometimes I feel angry. Why did Krishna teach, all this? It's a big problem for me, this is. For a long time, it bothered me that why Krishna is teaching? Because Mayavadis, they say this argument. Then I didn't have an answer. Then recently I was reading Vishnachakra Thakur's commentary on Uddhava Gita. Then he mentioned, Vishnachakra says, that purposefully Krishna taught Jnana Yoga so that gopis will defeat Jnana Yoga. Because later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then I understood. I am little less intelligent. Chaitanya Charitamrita many times I have read, but it never struck to me. But in again the gopis, when they Mahaprabhu explained all these things during Mahaprabhu dances at Rath Yatra in that chapter. So then now I understand. So Karma Yoga, why Krishna is teaching Karma Yoga? Because he appreciated gopis that you defeated Karma Yoga, you defeated Jnana Yoga, and then you are remained fixed. Once Narada Muni, he went to Vrindavan. Then he saw one gopi, she was sitting and meditating. Then Narada Muni asked, you are meditating on Krishna's lotus feet? No. Said, why then? No, I am telling Krishna to get away from my mind. Get lost from my mind. So that I can do my household work. Otherwise all the time then Narada Muni fell down unconscious. He started crying. Pranam. So we are all trying to, remember Krishna. Then they are trying to forget Krishna.
Also one last thing, what was the suffering of due to consciousness? That was the last thing. That is, I didn't understood what is
past,
exactly that.
Haunted by past memories.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, consciousness, you said, one who is too much conscious, or what is that exactly? that
contaminated consciousness. For third kind of Bhagavatam, na? Means you are highly conscious. That you are so highly conscious. Like, you know, Chetana, you know, Mukulita Chetana, all that is there, na? So when your consciousness, when you are identifying yourself with that consciousness, bachpan mein, when you are 10 years old, your mother said something. Or, you know, 50 years back, a lady may remember, my mother-in-law said like this, you know. All that they remember, you know. Hey, hey. Then one Mataji, she was saying, my mother-in-law did like this, my mother-in-law did like that. Then her husband told, instead of remembering what your mother-in-law did, why didn't you remember Ramarupa Prabhu's classes? Bhagavad Gita shlokas? Like that. Anyway, we'll close. Hare Krishna. Grandrashimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.